Introduction. Groupon is an American e-commerce marketplace which offers consumers discounts on products and services online. Groupon's target audience comprises mainly females of working and middle class, aged between 25 and 44. As this age group has disposable income and access to technology devices, consumers benefit from Groupon because this venture provides customers with discounts on products or services. Groupon helps other retailers towards marketing. Perhaps their company can't afford their own advertising, so Groupon comes up with a deal with them in return of a small share in sales. Groupon first launched in Chicago, November 2008, by the founder Andrew Mason. Groupon has over 250 markets globally. The idea of this enterprise came to Mason when he faced problems while he tried to cancel a mobile contract. Groupon expanded to China in 2011. However, for cultural reasons, they changed their name to Jiopeng. An analysis of the case study of Groupon entering the Chinese market and the problems Groupon incurred will help identify what went wrong in this business using the Hofstede theory of national culture dimensions. One of the major aspects the company overlooked and hence did not take into account consideration was to respect Chinese cultural values. Unfortunately, Jiopeng took it for granted that the success of Groupon in America will be the success of Jiopeng in China. The three key issues of the Chinese culture market that Jiopeng ignored were the leadership style, national culture, and the motivation and the HRM. Jiopeng overlooked the fact that the success lay in the organization identifying the social factor of the customers. For example, Chinese customers' lifestyle, their language, and the preferred communication method. These are just a few social elements that the company should have taken into account before expanding globally. Following are the crucial mistakes that Groupon Jiopeng made.
National culture. Groupon's story is one of cultural failure in China. Groupon's misconception was that all international markets were identical and therefore what worked in Germany would also work in China. They ignored the cultural attribute of China and that had a negative impact on the company's operation. Groupon's first mistake was the advertisement about people of Tibet in the USA. Tibet is a sensitive topic in China and Groupon managed to spread and insult every person who has ever been involved with Tibet. As a result, the company received bad publicity due to the disrespect of the Chinese cultural values and social custom. Another mistake was using email as a marketing strategy for promotion of the services and products. Chinese culture seldom read emails as compared to Western customers. Hence, Groupon's email marketing strategy failed in China. Groupon failed to research and understand the Chinese cultural market. Accordingly, this led to cultural misunderstanding. It is recommended that Groupon should have applied Hofstede's national cultural dimensions. The cultural reason for the failure of Groupon could be best explained by power distance, individualism, and uncertainty avoidance. Cultural dimension of Hofstede's model. China is a high power distance country, implying that people like to show off their status. Groupon failed to recognize this and hence placed American citizens to hold senior positions in the company's subsidiaries in China. This idea was unacceptable to the Chinese people, who are proud and place great emphasis on their status. Allowing U.S. citizens to take senior positions meant that the company had disregarded the Chinese people. Although the American citizens were expert in the Chinese market, they lacked the mentality of the country and had little understanding of its culture. Also, taking into account Hofstede's culture dimensions, there is high uncertainty avoidance in China, amounting to 60%. This indicates the dominance of traditional buying pattern. As a result of seeking security, most Chinese do not trust technological methods such as purchasing products and services online. Furthermore, Countries such as China, with a high uncertainty avoidance score, prefer rigidity to open-minded business models. Moreover, online payments are a barrier in countries with high uncertainty avoidance because they cause insecurity. Groupon's business model is largely online, and that explains its failure in the Chinese market. Besides, China's score of individualism is 20%, showing that the country is more collectivistic than individualistic. Therefore, building long-term relationship is regard to personal selling is important. Also, loyalty and trust play a crucial role for alongside other elements that take a lot of time to build. Groupon failed to consider all these factors leading to its failure.
Leadership style. Groupon leadership structure failed in China because of lack of communication, wrong business strategy, and cultural conflict. Groupon's first mistake was the lack of communication. Most of the senior management of the company was American, and only two senior managers were originally from China. Hence, there was no equal distribution of the management team. Groupon was focused too much on hiring bankers and management consultants, all in senior capacity of company and not employees versed in the local Chinese market with adequate and necessary skills. Thus, foreigner managers were managing Chinese employees in Western style. This issue resulted in a language barrier and subsequently caused a lack of communication among the employees. Another mistake was the management selection of Tencent as a local partner. Although Tencent is the world's biggest multinational company, it was unable to assist Groupon as the company already operated similar site to Groupon. Thus, Groupon was not a priority to Tencent. Consequently, Tencent did not have much at stake in Groupon advancement. Based on these issues, the following are recommended. Groupon need to invest in local talent in its management structure instead of hiring foreigner. This will assist the company to adapt to the local custom and trend. Thus, succeeding in the Chinese market and improving the communication among us the worker, Groupon need to learn about the cultural norms of China, as the Chinese cultural values are deeply rooted in their society. Learning to respect these norms will help Groupon to achieve social harmony in China. Groupon needs to strike a deal with Tencent, and it needs the company cooperation to strategize a plan to improve the Chinese market. Groupon needs to identify good leaders and use their resources to retain them. This will help the company to bring in new customers.
Motivation and HRM. Groupon's recruitment to support its expansion in China was effectuated in quite an aggressive manner. Its HRM strategy failed to embrace the Chinese culture and as a result employed foreigners with limited knowledge of the Chinese cultural and local market. Accordingly, less than 10% of its workers were of Chinese ethnicity. Its approach to entice employees and increase their motivation was using high salaries to poach its competitors' best workers. Additionally, its failure to partner with Lashu, a Chinese social commerce site, was met with much resistance as the enterprise was uncomfortable offering up 49% of its stake to a foreign company. To make matters worse, Groupon's Super Bowl ad, intended to inspire customers, was seen as politically insensitive and managed to alienate and disrespect the Chinese culture. Subsequently, several Chinese groups formed an alliance against Groupon and issued an official document preventing Groupon's employees from being re-employed by companies in the alliance. It is therefore recommended that Groupon adapt and localize their HRM and motivational strategy. Therefore, the international company needs to recruit locally, both in management and operational workforce positions, instead of hiring foreigners. It is also recommended that Groupon hires top local entrepreneurs with attractive remuneration packages with a focus on helping to build the organization based on their knowledge and experiences. The long-term benefit of this enterprise being a success will be much greater. According to Hofstede's Cultural Dimension, with a score of 20, China ranks low on the individualism scale. This means that their decisions in China have a highly collectivist culture and hence act in the best interest of everyone and not on an individual scale. They have close in groups considerations that affect hiring and promotion, however, are hostile and cold to outgroups. Summary and conclusion. This report has shown why Groupon, an American company that changed its name to Gapeng in order to enter the Chinese market in 2011, failed to capture the Chinese market. The highlighted reasons for the company failed in China are as follows. Leadership. The company did not invest adequately in employing the Chinese indigenous to help with the operations in China, which resulted in serious communication obstacles and cultural issues with the American business strategies and that of Chinese business strategies. National culture. Groupon made a mistake of thinking that the system that worked in Germany will work in China. The Chinese found the company's mass email marketing strategies to be offensive and regarded it as an insult to their tradition. Motivation and human resource management. Groupon's human resource management strategy was perceived by the Chinese to be aggressive, thereby causing a lot of Chinese online sites to join forces in order to push Groupon out of the Chinese market. The study indicates three of the connected issues with the Groupon's e-business in China and therefore conclusively suggests how the Groupon can improve its presence in the Chinese market. Conclusion. Since the company's sustainability largely depends on its global reach, Groupon needs to embrace innovative strategies that will inculcate various cultures to remain in business. The management of Groupon needs to refine its offer approach to subscribers by creating a database of customers' preferences to avoid Groupon mails to be seen as junk mail. Groupon may have to employ local staff and learn the Chinese language and culture to eradicate the cultural clash, and the effective use of social networks may help the company to improve if they manage to create brand loyalty by providing higher values through Groupon's digital business.